Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here with you today on the program. And I've got a special guest with me today. It's Patty Wilson, longtime friend. Hey, Patty, welcome back to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
You're just a regular on here anymore, and we're so glad to have you. I love hearing your perspectives and all the different ways that you bring the Word alive and help people to relate and understand the Bible. That's our goal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
our goal
yeah.
is to see people come to know the Lord in a greater way. We like to bring them to a new level, maybe, in understanding what the Word's saying. And I just think it's powerful that we can actually be in a media outlet like this on the radio,
yeah.
sharing the gospel. In a lot of countries, you can't do that.
Mm-mm, that's right.
You know, it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's not allowed. But we have the freedom here in the U.S., and it's so incredible to be able to openly speak about the Bible, the Word of God, Jesus, without persecution at the moment.
Yeah, right.
It seems like more and more it's leaning towards people will be wanting to do that. But, you know, as we do the program, we like to have a topic, and today I actually brought the topic, and I want to talk today, Patty, about God's desire for us to love others. I think that many times we're missing it. Love is the key. Love is the answer. Love is, God is love.
Yes.
So when we choose not to love, I think we can be in a dangerous place with the Lord, because love has to cohabitate with other love, you know, and if we get enough negativity, enough, you know, destructive release of no love through our life towards people, unforgiveness, bitterness, strife, anger, you know, all these things that are darkness. God can't have a relationship with us in some ways. If He is love and love isn't existing in our lives, God's not existing in our lives. So, you know, it's actually pretty powerful. You know, in John chapter 15, you know, the Lord Jesus tells us to abide in me and I in you. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. You know, and as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in, listen, my love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. These things I command you, that you love one another. And that's out of John 15:4.
I mean, it's not saying if they deserve it.
No.
Right? And that's a big one, yeah.
Sure. I mean, yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Who deserves love, really? Who deserves God's love? None of us.
Nope.
It says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know that's a tough one. I remember the first time God really spoke to my heart to love somebody who I thought was totally unlovable, was a friend of ours before we got saved. And the last time I saw this person, she literally had me up against the wall and her hands around my throat, trying to choke
me.
Wow,
okay.
Yeah, and then years later, they were up in up north in New York, and then years later, we're living in Florida, we'd gotten saved, and I got a phone call from this person wanting to come and stay with us. She needed a place to hide out because somebody was harming her. And my first thought was like, you're calling me? You
right.
know, I don't want anything to do with you. I don't know what you're like. And I said, well, let me talk to Al. When he gets home, we'll call you back. And so I immediately went to prayer and thought, Lord, what do we do? She obviously needs you. And, you know, I know
sure.
that, but I'm a little scared of her. So I don't know. She caused a lot of trouble in my life. And the Lord said, I want you to bring her down and I want you to love on her.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. I thought, okay, I didn't even need to ask Al at that point. You know, God had spoke to my heart to love her. And so Al, of course, said yes. Long story short, she came down. We led her to the Lord. She became my prayer partner, my study partner. It was amazing the time that we had, and we became best friends years until she passed away not too long ago. But we would love the Word, boy. I'll tell you what, we would be in the Bible study. Look at this. No, look at this. And it was just amazing what God did, but I almost lost that because I was looking at the unlovely in her life.
Right.
And
right.
thinking, no way, I'm not going to love her. I'm not going to help her, Lord. But when I finally said yes, look what happened.
Sure.
Loving
well,
her.
What opportunities are we missing when we don't let love have its way?
Exactly.
In our lives, you know, and I love that because in the scripture it says, greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, Jesus laid down his life for us. And then he's saying, now, if I laid my life down for you out of love for you, how can you still be bitter? How can you still hold grudges? How can you still be in unforgiveness towards people when you've been forgiven of everything mm-hmm. that you've ever done by the Lord? And, you know, I think it boils down to this. You know, why does God want us to love others?
We know that we've passed out of death into life because we've loved the brothers. And this is 1 John 3:14. Whoever does not love abides in death.
Ouch.
Wow. Life in this verse is the life of God, or life as God has it. And loving others is the way to keep that God kind of life flowing through you.
Yeah.
That's amazing, huh?
For sure. You know, I want that God kind of life, you know, flowing through me. And that's only going to happen when I choose to love.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There are so many opportunities every day in my life for me not to love people.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any opportunities not to love people in your life?
They're yeah.
constant barrage of people that are always after your peace. They're mm-hmm. after your, you know, heart. They want to be vindictive towards us. They want to speak negatively towards us. And how do we love the unlovable? I think that's a good question. And why does God want us to love the unlovable?
Well, you know, I can think of an example, again, is, you know, I made a choice to not love, even if it wasn't so much a conscious choice.
Right.
And I'm going to be very open right now, and it was with my husband.
Right.
There were areas where I kept getting hurt over and over and over.
Sure.
And then you forgive, and you come back, and you're like, how many times?
Again. Yeah.
Yeah, how many times?
70 times 7, unfortunately.
Exactly. And I remember one time there was an altar call at the church, and I went down to the altar, and I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I give you my whole heart. Just take my whole heart. And I had this picture of my heart, and I was lifting my heart to the Lord, and then like a bungee cord, it just kind of shot back into my chest. And I was like, what is that? And so I said, no, Lord, you can have my whole heart. And I'm trying to hand him my heart, but this corner had this thing attached to it, and it kept springing back.
Mm.
And then Pastor Dan got up to the altar and he said, there's somebody out there and God's saying he wants your whole heart. And I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, I'm
telling
you.
I'm trying to give it to him
yeah.
right now.
And I was, what is that, Lord? And he said, that's your love for your husband. He said, you'll give me everything, but because you've been hurt in the past, you're not willing to give me that part.
Right.
And he said, I want your whole heart, all of your heart, so that my love can flow through it. And I said, okay, God, I release it. And so I let it go, and then I saw my whole heart go to the Lord. And our marriage took a huge turn at that point.
Wow, that's
because
so good.
I was able to love him with God's kind of love.
Sure.
Lord, you love him through me where I can't until this is totally healed and dealt with.
Right.
And it just all kind of went away. And it's amazing what God can do.
Well, I think there's people out there that are struggling maybe in their marriages today, and this would be my advice to you is that you're never going to love your spouse. You might like them, you might lust them, but until you go to God for the love for your spouse, mm-hmm. it's like a triangle. You have to bring your love for your spouse to God and then allow him to give you that real true, you know, love for that person mm-hmm. in your life. And until you can love them through God, you're not really loving them. You're liking them, you're lusting them, you're dealing with them, but God is love. You
yeah.
can't have real love for someone else without having God in the equation, because he is love.
That's good.
So if you're out there and you're having a hard right. time loving someone, you need to bring that person to the Lord, and you need to allow God to show you how to love, because Jesus tells us to love others.
Mm-hmm.
And after he instructed his disciples with this new commandment to love, he explained that when they love as he loved, that is how others would know that they're his followers. Okay, that means when we love people just as Jesus loved us, then they too will know that we are his disciples because of that radical love that we're showing, that it doesn't make sense. It's mm-hmm. unconditional love.
Yep.
And you can't have unconditional love for somebody without the Lord in the equation.
Amen. I was just looking
love.
At that.
Yeah,
unconditional
so,
love.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Romans 5:8. But God shows and clearly proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for us. And that's telling us he loved us before the world even began. Our love has conditions and limits. His does not.
Oh, wow.
And
so good.
Like you were just saying, love is beyond mere knowledge. In Ephesians 3:19, it says that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge. God's love surpasses all knowledge. We
right.
can't figure it out. We can't comprehend it. You know, it just surpasses all. So it's God's love that we have to love others with. And he gives us that ability.
He does.
You know, we can't
so
do it.
I'm going to flip it on you then. What do you think keeps us from loving others?
So many things.
Oh, I know.
But number one, fear.
Right.
Right. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As humans, we all want to feel loved and have our needs met the way we want. Wanting to feel love is a real feeling that everyone feels. When we want to love others in the way that Jesus has loved us, there can be fear that's associated with it. The fear of being rejected, forgotten, being used, all of those fears can be overwhelming. Fear is not from God. We can't let fear overtake us. Once you overcome the fear, God says we are more than conquerors and have confidence in the one who created you. You have the opportunity to freely give the love of God that was shown to us, and we show it to others. Once daughters see this kind of love in their mothers, they'll be more motivated to not be afraid and freely love those around them.
So fear is definitely one of the main things that keep us from showing love to other people. We're afraid to put ourselves out there. I hear you, Patty, on that. You know, I think another one is pride.
Yeah.
You know, pride is what keeps, you know, me, like, as a leader and other people in their lives compromising and putting the greater good first. You know, pride is concerned with who's right or, what is right. If you're uncomfortable with being wrong, it will always be difficult for you to make the right choice in loving others.
Mm.
So you've got to submit yourself to the process of humility and allow that pride to be pushed down in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to truly love other people, pride will keep you from doing that. It'd be like, well, I'm right. So, you know, and I always tell people this, yeah, you know, Jesus was right and he became wrong so that we could be released into his love, right? So we've got to get to this place where we recognize that it's through surrender and laying our lives down. You know, the Bible says, take up your cross and follow him. And that's how we're going to truly love other people, because we can't do it in our own strength. Our own pride gets in the way. Our fears get in the way. You know, we've got to get past all of that and look at, you know, things like being set free from all that so that we can truly love people. You know, there's a lot of things that I believe make it hard for us to show love. Misunderstanding what true love is many times can cause us to miss that whole thing. You know, we misunderstand the way the Father's love works towards us many times. Look at Jeremiah 31:3. It says, the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness. When's the last time we applied an everlasting love to our relationships or even to friendships or family members that have done us wrong, and an unfailing kindness? Because let's face it, everybody's going to fall short somewhere in the world. But when we really understand the true love of the Father, we can extend that love. It's that triangle again. If we can go to love of God and then let God show us how to love somebody who's unlovable, we can actually reach in and experience that. Because if somebody's never experienced the true love of God, it can be difficult to love them.
Yeah. They just have walls up, chips on their shoulders, whatever it might be. Those things just keep them from being loved. And I had a person years ago that was coming to my Bible study, and we would try and love them. And, you know, I mean, you couldn't even hug this person.
Wow.
Yeah, they just felt so wretched. Somebody kept bringing them. And I don't even know if they would have come on their own if they weren't drugged there. But through that, just hugging them. And literally, I remember the first time I hugged this person, literally, I could feel their body as soon as I grabbed a hold of them, just starting to shake.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, I felt that pushing
wall.
Away.
Yeah, that wall.
And I just kept hugging and just kept loving that person. And then they burst into tears. And just started crying. And then all of a sudden it was, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. She just kept saying over, he loves me. So she said afterwards, I asked her what was going on, and she said it was like, it wasn't you hugging me anymore.
Right.
It was like God was hugging me.
Yeah.
It was like I was saturated.
I've felt that happen when I've hugged people before.
Just saturated in God's love. It's that transference. And it changed her life. She was a different person. I mean, even her countenance changed.
That moment.
Yeah, it was amazing, the power of God's love.
Yeah, I think people who don't know the true love of God will not understand why Christians are able to love others the way that they do. Because, you know, once Jesus is living inside of us, the Holy Spirit is moving and working. People who don't know the true love of God won't understand why we as Christians, Patty, love others the way that they do. You see, once Christ is living inside of us, the Holy Spirit's moving and he's working on our hearts to become more and more like Jesus and to show us how to love people. And it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for people, you know, to show pure, true love. And that's what Jesus died on the cross to give us. He showed us how much he loves us. And when we show that sacrificial love to people in our lives and those around us, it's a great example for them to see the true love of God. And I really do believe that God is wanting us to understand that true love that only comes from God. So what about another way?
I'm feeling unworthy.
Oh,
and
man.
I think
Come
that's
on.
Really what that girl was dealing with that I just spoke of, is she didn't feel worthy of our love. And, you know, hearing her past history, how she grew up, she didn't know love at all.
Right.
You know, she was beaten and, you know, starved and those type of things. She came from a really, really bad, you know, life. And so she felt like she was dirty. She was unworthy.
And that behavior is learned.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I had a family where we, you know, things were done and we were works oriented. We did things for each other, but
you
wasn't
earned
huggy,
your love?
Kissy. It wasn't, you know, but it was just based on love languages and so forth. But, you know, some of the things that we do and the way that we try to love people are the way we've been loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always going to work for you. If you're touchy-feely, I need hugs, physical touch type person, and I'm trying to do things for you, you're not going to feel as loved as you would if I was loving you in your language.
Mm-hmm,
and we've
exactly.
seen that. It's a book called The Five Love Languages or whatever. But, you know, people feel love different ways, but you've got to make an effort to try to find out how they experience love in their life so that God can use you to love them and show his love to them in their mm-hmm. lives the same way.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, some people, you do something for them and they'll appreciate it forever. Other people are like, oh, yeah, great, you know, but give me a hug.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And others, you know, just tell me you love me. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear your words. So it's powerful, but feeling unworthy is big.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I think a lot of people out there don't feel worthy of God's love. They don't feel worthy of other people's love.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've blown it. Maybe somebody who's been in addiction like you and me, mm-hmm. we've burned some bridges in our lives and we've made things, you know, in a negative light.
Inferior.
In people's lives, and we don't feel like we deserve their love. But
mm-hmm.
you know what? God commended his love towards us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us, and he showed love to us even in our worst moments. So
That's
we
awesome.
Can therefore turn around and love people the same way. We can love them. We don't have to put up with their abuse, but we can love them. So let's take a quick break and then come back and talk a little bit more about this thing of loving others.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. We know he's coming
around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. All right, everybody, we're back. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. And today we've been talking, Patty, about love and some of the reasons why maybe we don't love people. But I do believe it's God's desire for us to love others. And one of the, literally one of the most things that I see in counseling and talking with people is unforgiveness and bitterness keep people from loving other people. And James 3:14 says, "But if you harbor bitterness, envy, and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth." And, you know, people come from all walks of life, and their past can be completely different from the people that are standing in front of them. And if somebody, you know, has trials that they've gone through in their life and things that have happened to them, I think we see the enemy use unforgiveness and bitterness a lot to keep people from loving each other. And I've fallen victim to it, and I've had to repent. So what do you do when you're in a position and you're having bitterness towards somebody, and God is saying, you need to love this person? Because anybody that you are having bitterness or unforgiveness towards in your life, God is calling you through his word to love that person. He's already said it, that you need to love, not hate, not be bitter, and not be unforgiving. So what would your advice be to somebody who's out there and they're battling that? They've got a family member that did them wrong, or a ex-boss that, you know, threw them under the bus, or something like that. How do we deal with this stuff?
I deal with it, number one, and I think this is the best way to deal with it, is to pray for that person.
You know, so good.
Pray for them, because when you pray for them, God says, number one, pray for your enemies, pray for those who persecute you or hurt you. And there's a reason why. It's because when you pray for somebody else, it softens your heart. It opens you up to hear from God. And it works. I've tried it many, many times, and it works. So number one, repent. Pray for that person.
Yeah, that's
and
so good.
Ask God, fill my heart with love for this person. And you can actually pray Ephesians 3:17-19 over yourself. You pray it over somebody else, but you can pray it over yourself as well. When you're struggling with loving somebody, and it's, may Christ through your faith dwell, abide, make his home in your hearts, that you may be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to grasp with all the saints the love of God. See, so you're praying over them, you're praying over yourself, and really come to know practically and experience for yourself the love of Christ.
So guys, we're hoping that you're going to experience the love of God that's found in Jesus. We thank you for tuning into the program. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.